This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabula. Middle name, he's from center, our great producer on the other side of the glass, taking great care of us, making sure everything's at the ready, and making our podcast pop up shortly after our interview. So all of that very much appreciated. On the news line with us now, Karen Book, a board member and a volunteer with the Selins Grove Area Community Pool. She's one of the enthusiastic individuals that thinks about the pool in February. And so we're very grateful for that because you and the great team of people you have over there are really making things happen and keeping the pool going and making sure that there's good maintenance and repair and progress and activities and funds and staff and snacks and whatever else it takes to make a good community pool. So good morning, Karen. Thanks for calling in.
For sure. Good morning, Mark. Yeah, I remember when I first started with these board meetings, you thought, you guys meet all year long. What could you possibly be meeting about in February? There's always something to do. Every month we've got things on our agenda to help maintain the grounds, beautify the grounds, add amenities, et cetera. And of course, our fundraising programs as well, which is what I'm here to talk about today.
Did you ever go to Zoom meetings? A lot of groups switch to Zoom. I'm not sure that would work for you guys because a lot of this you have to see it to believe it kind of thing.
We didn't. We masked and we met in, you know, one of our meeting rooms here in Selins Grove. We're kind of old school, I guess. We like to get together in person, but we just distanced and masked during that time.
Well, yeah, you got to see the pump to know what Rick is talking about. How about that? There's a sense. I hope folks can appreciate. All right, well, let's talk about this fundraiser. What's the annual budget for the pool? Where does it go? And explain how the community really helps here.
Well, people might be surprised that it does cost over $90,000 to run the pool each year. And when you think about the staffing, the chemicals, the grounds upkeep, the equipment, all of those things, you know, and so really what we charge to the community to come and enjoy the pool, it doesn't cover the operating costs each year, let alone when there's a major issue. And so when I first joined the pool, we didn't have any major issues. I thought this is a cakewalk, you know, 12 meetings a year, how hard could it be? But when we did have some disrepair happening at the pool, that's when we really got together and thought, you know, how do we look at maintaining this pool that's been here for over 50 years now? How do we prepare it for the next generation so that they can enjoy it for another 50 more?
One of the local.
So we've really been on a strategic mission to do that, you know, really repair deeply and add amenities that are going to last.
One of the local municipalities values their pool at $2 million, and yours is right up there as well. So that's a give the audience some sort of an idea. If you had to replace it tomorrow, maybe that's sort of what they were talking about. But certainly it is extremely value community aspect. But it is community. Mm-hmm. It is the whole town draws together. It's kind of like a hospital. You know, some things pay for some things, but the community really has to kick in. So let's talk about this fund.
Certainly. I mean, we have resurfaced the pool. We're replacing two of the pumps this year, and one of the things we did this year is add a brand new splash pad for kids. The pool has never had a splash pad, so it is a brand new amenity, and next season the kids are really going to be able to run through that sprinkling water and enjoy it. So that replaced what we used to have, as we called it, the baby pool or the kiddie pool.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, well, good for you. Yeah, forward-thinking group and making sure you have make it a real attractive place for kids. You have a fundraiser that is coming up, and this is a pivot point in the run-up to that fundraiser. So tell us all about it, please.
Sure. And we've run a 5K race in some way for years. So you may have heard of it as the Dash and Splash. This year, we decided to theme it in the fall and theme it around Halloween time. So it's actually called the Pumpkin Dash this year. And just to add a little bit of an element of fun, you know, if people want to come and walk it or run it in some sort of creative costume, we're going to be, you know, acknowledging all that creativity and adding some prizes for that. But it's really not a competitive race, although it is timed for those that like to have the time to go along with their race completions. We'll be timing the race with Falcon Race timing. But it's a walk and it's a run, whichever you want to do. And it's just for fun. And those who participate, if you sign up by the 16th, it was supposed to be today, but I think they're extending it to the 16th for signups, then we'll make sure that everyone signed up by the 16th gets their t-shirt for the race, and they'll get a reusable shopping bag, lots of coupons inside from our sponsors, and they'll also get a pool pass for next year. So next season, 2023, they'll have one free day to come and enjoy the pool.
All right, so this is a fundraiser, and where can I get more information? Where are the details found?
So it's $25 to sign up if you do register by the end of this weekend. They can come to SeaOwensGrovePool.org and look under the events section and register there, or they could go directly to Falcon Race Timing site as well. And we always get some people that want to register the day of. That's fine. They can do so. Registration will start on that day by 7:30. No guarantee they'll get the shirt. Likely they won't. And it would cost $30 by then. So $25 now. Get that beautiful shirt. And we hope to see some folks participating. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's Saturday, October 29th, 9 a.m. On the Isle of Kew, and it's a fundraiser for the Sealands Grove Community Pool. And the details are on Facebook. You can also go to SealandsGrovePool.org. And I mentioned community. You really want folks, maybe they don't even want to run. Maybe they just want to walk in this, or it'd just be nice to be down at the Isle of Kew at 9 in the morning on any given day. So just explain that you want everybody to draw together and enjoy the sort of the community of this.
I think you've hit it on the head. I mean, it's a beautiful, easy loop. It starts right at the boat launch there at Isle of Kew, and I think people will come out and do it with their friends, maybe their family. Like, we just registered this week. I registered yesterday to have my family do it. So, you know, it's okay. A lot of people do wait to the last minute, but for us, it's a way to get out there as a family and just enjoy the river, which is the biggest asset the Susquehanna Valley has at its fingertips, I think. And to some extent, it's underutilized. I mean, we live nearby, and we try to get to the river regularly. But, come down to the river, enjoy this walk-run loop, $25. You get lots of great goodies to support the sponsors that are helping the pool with their sponsorships. So you'll get coupons to go and enjoy Dunkin' Donuts or some other things.
And a contest.
And I think...
Oops, please. I was going to say the costumes.
The costumes are going to be fun. I can't wait to see how people get creative. There'll be prizes for 12 and under, and then those 13 and above. And it should just be a really great day to be out there in the fall. We're hoping for great weather every year. We've been blessed with that. So, yeah, come out and enjoy.
Well, thanks to everybody that's on the Sealands Grove Area Recreation Board. SARI, Sealands Grove Area Recreation Incorporated, group of dedicated individuals making this happen. So we are very close to just a day or so away from the deadline for one of the T-shirts and the $25 registration. So do that.
That's right.
Sealands Grove Pool is the place to find the information on Facebook or SealandsGrovePool.org. Karen, we'll give you a moment. Anything to add to this that we didn't mention, or just maybe or reissue the invite?
I think if everyone just thinks about the amenities that are here in Sealands Grove that you appreciate but may not always have a chance to support, maybe the kids are grown and you don't get to the pool yourself, but it's one of those treasures that we have here in the community that no one wants to see go away. I think about Country Cupboard and the fact that, Country Cupboard is no longer. And as soon as people heard that, they were lining up wanting to get to Country Cupboard. We want to make sure that this pool is around for the next 50 years. And so support it when you can. We were just at Market Street Festival with our booth out. And this is just another way that we do raise money in the community. Sometimes we send letters as well. But if you have a chance to give, what every penny counts, and we appreciate it. So come out, enjoy this. This is going to be a fun one.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. I know Rick Meese is on the board and some other folks whose name escaped me, but it's just a super board, very forward-thinking, hard-working, and they just seem to say yes every time anything comes up.
Yeah, folks that just volunteer their time. It's a passion of ours. We want to see it survive and thrive, and so that's what this is all about. So come out. It's the 29th. It's Saturday morning. The race starts at 9, but we'll be there with bells on starting at 7:30. But register by Sunday, and you'll get that wonderful pumpkin-themed T-shirt.
And we'll see what costume you bring. That might be worth the price right there. Who knows? Thank you so much,
all right,
Karen.
Well,
thanks for
so
all
for
you're doing.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
You betcha. That is Karen Book, mm-hmm. a board member and volunteer with the Seelands-Graveria Community Pool. The race is coming up. The race is coming up on Saturday the 29th at 9 a.m. Today is the deadline, or I guess Sunday now is the deadline, to get the T-shirt for free when you sign up. And SeelandsGrovePool.org.